ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, everybody out there. Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is The Now with Sam and Joe. I'm Sam.
I'm Joe.
And we have quite a few topics to talk about this evening. First, I say we start with the lighthearted one. Let's go there.
Well, for sure.
What I do wrong?
No, you didn't.
Nah, you give me that look.
We gotta
give me that look.
Cause we cut it on each subject. You said a lot of topics.
Oh, we're doing two separate podcasts.
Oh, well, two episodes.
Oh,
we gotta cut it.
I knew that. See, it's only all good. 10:53 at night.
It's all right. She's tired. It's all right. She forgets how
you
we
wanna
do.
You want to restart?
Nah, man.
Okay, then we're gonna keep rolling with it.
It don't matter.
We're gonna roll with Sam's mistakes. All right. It's so fine. For this episode, sorry, yes. I can't help it. All right, so.
All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and lead into the topic because it's late at night. She's laughing. It's tired.
I'm
you
delirious.
Know. So we are going to talk about the phenomenon on the internet now.
Right.
Shiggy.
Shiggy.
Shiggy is the latest of dances coming out, or I think people are now just kind of called the In My Feelings dance or challenge.
Yes.
But Shiggy definitely is the guy who basically, as I've heard, dances already. He kind of makes a lot of dance moves on his own, dances the other songs,
right?
And then this one, he just kind of hit at the right time and got the right type of endorsement from even Drake himself. And so, you know,
facts.
I will say, I want to put this out here. Usually we put it at the end of the video, but I just put it out now. Like, yeah, let us know if you've done the Shiggy challenge.
We want to see.
The In My Feelings. Yeah, post a link to the YouTube, like, of your Shiggy dances, things of that nature, whatever like that. Maybe we'll have like an episode where we actually like go through them
and air them.
Yeah, look at them. So yeah, let us know. But yeah, getting back to it, I think it's pretty cool. The first reason why I think it's a cool thing is because this is not like these other challenges that have come out that are like dangerous and stuff, like Tide Pod Challenge. Who in the world came up with the Tide Pod Challenge? Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
Or the cinnamon challenge. Remember that?
Cinnamon, the Carolina Reaper, the hot pepper, the Carolina Reaper.
Mm.
Like, why would you want to do that to like your stomach, your tongue, your mouth?
People got death wishes.
Yeah, I mean, if you like hot stuff, cool. If you can stand that, that's cool. But in any case, yeah, I think it's really cool. You know, it's something that everyone can do. I've seen people do it with like their moms and dads and things of that nature.
What?
It's like,
never.
Yo,
never.
For real. It's never. That type of phenomenon, I think, is kind of a thing that, you know, this is kind of culture now. It's like, you can work hard, and I give that man a lot of credit. He worked hard, and he was just like, I'm gonna just keep dancing because I love to dance. I just love to do this. He created a following, and then he happened to hit it at the right time.
Hey.
So what do you think about the whole challenge, or the do the Shiggy, or In My Feelings challenge, or whatever they, you know, people are calling it?
Hell, I've been dying to do one. Nobody will do it for me. Do it with me though.
No.
Or record me. You know, I just,
I'll record you.
Nope, that's okay.
I mean, not tonight. I mean, that's we ain't got enough energy.
Tonight.
That's gonna be some slacking Shiggy.
It's gonna be right here.
She's gonna be like, eh. Yo, it ain't even going
right here.
Please don't ever don't meme this. I mean, we'll meme it. It'll make us look famous, but yeah,
there you go.
Meme her. Yeah. It ain't me. I ain't.
Nah, but I think it's pretty cool. I mean, hell, the last challenge that I really remember, like everybody getting into, was the ice bucket challenge, and then there was the whole like big donating thing and blah blah blah. But I like this one. So far, I think my favorite is still torn between Ciara's and Will Smith's. Because, I mean, of course,
yeah,
Will
heard.
Smith.
Yeah.
What you hear? If you
no,
didn't watch, what you hearing?
No, I was hearing from a report that it was, like, entertaining or something like that between Will Smith and Ciara.
Well, Ciara, it's funny because it was actually Ciara and Russell. and nobody cared about Russell in the background. Yo. Russell was literally just in the background like this. But, you know, Sierra hopped out. She did her thing. Shouts out to Sierra, and she has a new video out now. And
oh, for real?
Yeah, I didn't know that. She's supposed to be pushing a new album. So I'm sure, like, this just obviously helps her cause. But, you know, hers was kind of, like, similar. I don't want to say to, like, you know, it just kind of reminded me of, like, Goodies back when she did all those dances and put those on the map. So I think they were honeymooning in Africa. Not even sure. Somewhere beautiful on some mountaintop kind of thing. She literally just got out the car. Like I said, Russell got out too, but nobody cared about Russell because he was just in the background.
Ain't nobody care about Russell. Sierra, you know, I saw the SB Shiggy was there and he was trying to get like photos with everyone.
Right.
And there's like a meme of him. I saw the video of him trying to get a photo with Sierra. And then Russell tries to get in the picture with Shiggy. And
photobomb.
Yeah, and pushes Russell out. And he's like, oh, okay, now I see what's happening now.
That's funny.
But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so well, I have that one. And then Will Smith is just cool because, I mean, A, it's Will Smith. And B, he was, I believe, somewhere in Europe and literally decided to climb up to, like, a rooftop. And not, like, a flat rooftop either. It was one of those that has, like, that is angled down. So he's in some tall building.
Yeah.
Obviously has some like drone or something recording him because it's an aerial view.
He did. Wait a minute. Yes. He got the drone to cover?
I mean, other than that, there's a cameraman flying. He got the
drone to cover this? That's weird.
Yeah. And so, you know, he's just on a rooftop. Hopefully, obviously not stepping too far left or right because he's just going to slide off. And he's doing a Kiki dance.
It was probably Jaden.
Maybe.
Flying to,
there you go. Flying around.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean those have to still be my top two. Then there was also this hot dentist randomly that did it. It's going viral. Yes.
This hot dentist.
He could work on my mouth anytime. No, I'm just
he
kidding.
Could, whoa.
So this wow. dentist, he was sexy.
What kind of tools are we putting in Samantha's mouth as the
boy.
Dentist?
Just kidding, everybody. Well, just kidding. So
wood.
No. Anyway.
Wood.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No.
And then okay. And then the dentist walk in the room and then it's gonna be like well, goodbye on the now with Sam and Joe.
No. Actually, no, luckily I got a pretty clean bill of health for my mouth. So anyways. The funny
still
thing about
don't
this.
Mean anyway, all right, I'm all.
We're keeping this PG.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
Maybe
you brought it up. You pushed it that way.
I was just being silly.
Yeah, and I'm being silly with you. You opened
the
door.
Extra.
You opened the door.
I opened no door.
You opened the door.
The doors in here are closed right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this dentist, like, okay, so the whole Kiki, do you love me? On the loving part, you're supposed to draw a heart, hold a heart, do something with a heart, apparently.
Yeah.
This dentist never even made a heart. It's a circle. it's just the funniest thing. And you just focus on how cute this man is because this man didn't even make a heart through the entire video.
Yeah.
But that one, so that's like my number three. And then the rest of them, there's so many like good ones out there. And then there's just some funny ones. Like I watched So I guess it's the whole like get out the car thing. And
I think those are turning into more skits, like.
Yeah. Definitely more skits. I watched, it's like an older Caucasian man. He gets out, he starts doing his, you know, Kiki, do you love me, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you see this like young black kid hop in the car and start driving off
with Word.
This man's car. And then just the ones where people hopping out moving vehicles and falling and busting their tail.
Oh, my gosh.
Or vice versa, the ones that are running towards the car.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the epic fails. Epic fails. But
okay,
they're hilarious.
I don't want to hear anyone die over this, like, dance.
I hope not, but I mean.
Like, come on. Like, look, do it in the parking lot. If you want to pull out the car, do it, like.
Parking lot.
Do it. Look, man, you can pull out in an empty
parking lot.
Okay. Okay, you sound like somebody that has familiarity with doing things in parking lots. I know I do. Anyway, continuing.
I'm just going to stare at this nice wall over here.
Hey, look, you brought up doing things in parking
lot. Who doesn't do stuff in a parking lot?
Everyone does. I do a lot of things in the parking lot.
All right.
I play ball in the parking lot.
There we go. See? I hula hooped in the parking lot.
And also on grass because I'm from the country.
You're very country.
Yes, I am.
Country.
Of course.
Kiki. Let me stop.
Yeah. So yeah. So they
you hopping ride out in of the cars. Parking lot. Is you riding?
Oh my. Yes. Please ride in the parking lot. Look, man, don't get caught by the cops. The cops gonna be out there kiki dancing while they putting handcuffs on people. Facts. Okay. They watching y'all Instagrams. They like, as soon as someone pull out at this highway. Oh, there we go. We got another kiki.
Boop, boop.
Exactly. Yeah. Man. Anyway, so stay safe out there. That's the main thing.
Stay safe.
It's a fun challenge. I think.
So
it's
why
cool.
haven't you done one yet?
Cause what happened is that I'm stiff, and also Kiki don't love my side right now, and I'm gonna go get that checked out. So, yeah, you know we ain't gonna move too much.
It smells like excuses.
It smells like danger. Like if I go do some Kiki, like do you love me? As soon as I stretch like that, someone go, oh, well, Kiki don't love me no more.
What about KB or KD? KB. Yeah, that's the next role. Next bird.
What? That's what it is? I never listened to the whole song, to be honest. To be perfectly honest, that wasn't like my favorite. That wasn't like my favorite song off that.
Yeah, he had better songs than the album.
Yeah, he had better songs.
But the challenge is just funny.
Yeah, I mean, this just made it number one, right?
Right.
So anyway.
Shout out to Drake.
Right. So
Drake be making them bangers.
Right. My last thing that I had on it was that I saw the report that, I don't know if it was confirmed or not, but people were speculating that people had insider knowledge that Shiggy got paid $250,000 from Drake. Some people thought it was because he wanted him to start the actual challenge.
Okay.
But now it's coming out that no, that the 250 could have been as a thank you. Like, hey, look, man, we weren't even pushing that song to be on the chart like that, and you kind of helped us make it be number one in the country. So therefore, like. He met with Drake, but, you know, reportedly the meeting led to the 250K. Hey, look, if he got it, great. If he didn't, dude, I'm sure, Shiggy, you getting, like, endorsement deals or something like that. So, like, look, you showing up at ESPYs now and things of that nature. It's pretty hard to get on the floor to get pictures with Russell and freaking Sierra. So therefore, obviously you're making some type of wave. So again, shout out to you, man. Get your money, get your fame, and hopefully it's not a one-time thing. Hopefully you can kind of recreate it again, because we know a lot of people create one dance and then some people don't go further than that,
right?
But yeah, man, keep pushing it, keep dancing, and keep doing your thing. So that's my piece on Shiggy, man.
Right. Thank you, Shiggy.
Yeah, you know,
get to watch these videos. And I mean, if that was really a thank you gift from Drake, then shout out to Drake. I mean, how many artists really sit here and take the time out to thank not only their fans, but, you know, thank people that help make their songs bigger or just, you know, their name or anything bigger? How many people actually are like, here, let me throw you some cash? So Drake really did that. And hey, that's what's up.
Right. All right, well, that's all I got. Anything else?
That's all I got, too. So I think that wraps up this episode of The Now with Sam and Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Kiki, do you love him? Riding? All right. I'm Sam.
I'm Joe.
Have a good night.